I have followed Chuck Chamberlain around from my early sobrieties. And listened to him talk and didn't know what, but the last time I heard Chuck talk live was in Martyrs in Redondo Beach. I had heard him a couple weeks before and he was completely confused. His brain wasn't getting oxygen. They did something, he went into the hospital, they did something, and now he's getting oxygen to his brain. And he started out by saying, "Hello, boys and girls, this is your beloved Chuck C." And I think this is recorded. I think there's a CD on it. But he said, "I have a story I want to tell you. You all know about my picture window in my house. And it was a view of this ocean clear out to Catalina." And he said, "I was looking out my back window, as I often do, and I saw a blue jay." And he said, "I watched that blue jay, and then a hummingbird come in." And he said, "That hummingbird could do all kinds of didos. It can hover, move forward, backward, left and right, up and down." He said, "It occurred to me, if I had my choice, I'd be a hummingbird. I wouldn't be a blue jay." But he said, "The blue jay doesn't want to be a hummingbird. It wants to be a blue jay, and it knows how." He said, "I'll tell you about the salmon. It's born down the mouth of the Klamath River. It and other salmon swim all the way out on a round trip, Sea of Japan, and back to that very spot on the Klamath River where they were born, to spawn and to die." He said, "Near my house, the swallows returned to Capistrano," and he knew what Saint's Day this was and where they came from. But he said, "You can go over there," and on that day, they started arriving. And they lived there for the winter or for the summer or whatever the hell it was.
The monarch butterflies migrate from Canada and Minnesota down to Mexico, and in many butterflies, and in many cases it takes three generations of the butterflies to complete the migration. Certain ones make it in one trip, but butterflies, you know, traveling 4,000 miles.
Yeah. That, you know. Anyway, he said, "Now what am I saying? If God," he said, "my point is, if God will give a blue jay everything it needs to fulfill its destiny, if he would give that to a hummingbird, if he'd give it to a salmon, to a butterfly, and to a swallow, would he do any less for you?" That is the story. It had a hell of an effect on me. A profound effect on me, in that we are all a part of unfolding order and harmony.